So debate night tonight as the campaign takes its next step in intensity. The unknown this year is, of course, the Luxon factor. We've never seen him head-to-head unless you watch Parliament. No one does. He has downplayed his credentials against a bloke who has spent his entire career in politics. A lot of energy, I can tell you, goes into these things. Having hosted a couple over the years, they get nervous. They spend a good chunk of the day preparing. They arrive early and get given a specific room on a separate floor so they can hunker down with their aides and run prep some more. Their aides spending, they spend too much time asking questions about the place, like who goes where and when and why and how. There's a lot of flapping around in terms of television crew, especially given these days not a lot of big production telly's done live anymore, so extra resources are wrangled and that creates an atmosphere all of its own. So quite a bit to play for. The media are invited and they settle into a separate area, or as we did at least once in 2020, they sit in the studio as part of an audience. They get to quiz the participants after the event. It gets dissected, and the theory is it leads the news the next day. There will also be a poll tonight to set the scene. That poll will almost certainly be bad news for the government, which will almost certainly lead to the first question, something like, why are you doing so badly in the polls? Quite a bit comes down to the moderator. Tonight's is non-combative. I'm not sure she will look to hold anyone to account per se or inject herself into proceedings. But as a punter, what I want is less dribble and more fact. Someone like Hipkins has 100 lines down pat. He can babble incessantly and say nothing. It doesn't serve him well, but he fills time. And that is the Luxon key to victory. He's got a government on the ropes. He has a litany of examples where things have gone wrong, if not disastrously. He has material for Africa. Hipkins has costings on a tax policy. He milks that at his risk. Given the fatigue factor of the past week, most of us are bored witless by it now. There's normally no winner, which leads to the two camps. Camp 1 think tonight is critical. Camp 2 think it's important, but hardly the be-all and end-all. I'm in Camp 2. It's possible the poll, if it's really bad, will outshine the debate itself. Hipkins, given his position, needs to win. Luxon, given his position, needs to look credible. So, no pressure then.